Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
Hey, Sean.
Si, senor.
I got a text from my buddy, Chris Mitchell, over at Home Run Dugout.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to know who is smashing dingers at Home Run Dugout tonight?
Jose Altuve.
Close.
Bryce Matthews.
Not quite as close.
Jake Myers. Injured.
He's definitely sitting on the couch somewhere.
Who?
One Joseph Aloysius Espada the third.
Let's go.
Joe Espada out at Home Run Dugout tonight, banging dingers.
Let's go, Skip.
You know, August 1st, Pat Green is going to be playing at Home Run Dugout. And in lieu of everything that's gone on with those devastating floods in Kerrville and whatnot, that show is now going to become sort of a fundraiser where a percentage of each ticket sold is going to go to the flood relief. And Pat Green, obviously very involved in the flood relief effort for that area. But right now, hit my music. Free stuff. Right now, first five callers, 713-572-4610. First five callers get a pair of tickets to go see Pat Green. Friday, August 1st, Home Run Dugout in Katy. If you have never seen a concert there, it is badass. Because it's a very intimate setting. You're going to be right real close to the stage. There are no bad seats. There's plenty of real cool stuff to do, and the food and drinks are awesome. First five callers, 713-572-4610. Get a pair of tickets. Go see Pat Green, Home Run Dugout, August 1st. Friday, August 1st. You're going.
Man, let's go. That's awesome. Just to make mention, and as if people don't understand, like, because I just mentioned to you, you said something about Home Run Dugout during the break, and I was like, hey, man, you need to make sure, like, Pat Green's still going to be playing because, you know, he lost family members in the flood, a week and a half ago. And, you're like, well, that's why he's playing the concert still. It's to raise money, you know, for the relief. And so that's awesome. That the Home Run Dugout is doing that Pat Green's still putting on that show, going to hopefully raise a lot of money for the flood victims and such.
I'm not a country music fan, but I'm a Pat Green fan.
Pat Green's awesome.
I'm a Pat Green, the person, fan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Pat Green is Texas, man.
He is. I've actually seen him before in concert at the ballpark they used to have, the original ballpark in Arlington, where the Rangers, the Junk Grabbers, used to play.
Which, by the way, was a beautiful ballpark.
It was great. The amount of people that complained for whatever reason that it's too hot, we need a new ballpark, is ridiculous.
Which they built directly across the street.
In homage to now Daikin Park, because they copied the great architects and engineers that put that whole thing up in H-Town in the year 2000 of our Lord. Ours is better.
Of course it is. It's ours is in Houston.
Yeah.
And theirs is in Arlington. or as Bijani would say, Southern Oklahoma.
Yeah, Southern Oklahoma. Don't you forget it, sir. I've got results from the big question that we started the show with tonight. Ben Verlander last night on the red carpet asked the All-Stars their opinion. If the average fan had 100 at-bats against a major league pitcher, How many hits do you think they would get? I wanted to know from like the actual fan perspective what that would be. And so the results of the poll question are 64% of the people said zero. 32% said 1 to 5 hits, and only 4% said 5 or more hits out of 100 at bats against major league pitchers.
Every one of those 4% is high right now.
Yeah, well, notice it didn't change. Nobody else voted since the start of the show for 5 or more. So
those people are high.
Yeah, or at least coming down off of it. I don't. Your heyday, man. Your heyday. Like when you were an athlete and you were playing baseball and hockey and you were a baller. And
Back in the day.
How many would you get?
If he was a lousy pitcher?
Just any pitcher. Any pitcher.
Look, I couldn't hit a curveball at D2.
Straight fastballs.
Straight fastball, I got a shot. Well, back then I had a shot. I could hit a fastball. But the major league level, fastballs don't look like they do with D2. You know, D2 fastball was pretty straight, had maybe a little bit of movement. You know, the fastballs these guys throw, they sink, they break, they tail, they bore in. Yeah. If you faced like the worst major league pitcher in baseball and you were like 23 years old, 22 years old and a college baseball player, you might run into one or two.
Mm-hmm. Well,
might.
And then, you know, that's like, okay, are we talking like making contact?
No, we're talking about getting an actual hit.
Putting the ball in play or like, yeah, actually getting a hit.
Getting a hit. Not, hey, oh my God, I made contact and I grounded to second. No, you have to get a real hit.
Yeah.
You will be lucky if you know, Texas League One.
Mm-hmm. Now, back in my heyday.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'd like drop a bunt and bust that.
No, well, you know what? Like, to be honest with you, like, I could do that. I could do that because back in the day, I could really, really run. I bet you I could. I would have to say, like, I would be one of the high ones. I would get 5 or more, but not many more. Out of 100 at bats, okay, you get 5 hits. That's like a Martin Maldonado success rate, okay? I think I would be slightly better than that against straight fastballs. Straight fastballs.
Right, but those fastballs aren't straight.
No.
But those, like, fastballs move.
Yeah, yeah. You luck into one every now and again. That's 100 at bats, man.
Those 91-mile-an-hour fastballs you were seeing in college are not the 98-mile-an-hour fastballs you're seeing in Major League Baseball.
We get a text in from the 832. You guys are great. The show is great. That free stuff jingle is ass.
Come on, Albert. Come on, Albert.
What's up with that? I think that's one of the best things that we do. That's fun.
Free stuff jingle is badass.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, while we were doing, I enjoy doing it live. We'll do it live. But we should probably record that at some point so we don't have to do it live. That way Chris can at least just press one button and we don't have to try to sync up in unison. Because sometimes I don't know.
Sometimes you're ass.
I don't. I think we did pretty good there, though. 713-572-4610. 572-4610 if you'd like to be a part of the show. Fantasyland. I like those kinds of questions. That's Ben Verlander's my guy, friend of the show, by the way. I enjoy all of his work, man, because he keeps it real. And this is a guy who was drafted like fairly high. Like, wasn't he a 14th round draft choice, brother of a future Hall of Famer, Justin Verlander? Played the game, knows a lot of current former players, and he's just like one of us. He's the biggest fan of the game ever, and he asks all of the questions that we wonder about and wish we could ask the players on a regular basis.
He's not just like one of us. Did you see him dap up Shohei?
No, I don't think so.
He's not smaller than Shohei.
He's a little taller, probably.
He's about the same height. He's 6'4".
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, Ben Roethlisberger is 6'4".
Yeah. Well, what position did he play?
He played left, right, and first.
Left, right, and first.
And you're right. He was a 14th round pick in 2013. He was a 46th round pick in 2010 before he went to college.
How about that?
So a lot of times you'll see guys take, well, back in the day when you could go 50 rounds, they would take flyers on high school kids that they didn't really think they could sign. They thought, hey, that guy is going to go to college. He's not going to go to the pros. So they'd throw a late round flyer on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ben Verlander went to ODU. And then in 2013, he went in the 14th round. So
did you see that kid? I'm trying to think who it was the other day. I didn't read the article, but I did see it. This kid was a top 100 prospect going into the draft out of high school, and he was thought to go, you know, pretty high in the draft, and he opted to not go to the draft. Instead, I think he committed to TCU. TCU's sticking out for some reason. Maybe it's because we just played the fight song earlier in the show to intro John McClain as a jab at him.
Gotta say, the TCU fight song?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of ass.
Really? I kind of liked it.
Kind of ass.
It had a good sound. Like, it's short. And, you know, the TCU chant at the end, it was like, eh. But no, I actually kind of like the sound of it. But yeah, this kid, like, said, you know what, screw the draft. I'm going to go to college. And I think he's a position player, really good hitter, outfielder, I think. Those are always ballsy kind of moves. But it's like, hey, get the opportunity to go to college versus you know, go ride buses in the lowest levels of minor league baseball potentially for the next 6 years. Like, you never know what's going to happen, but, you know, maybe you feel like college can get you, you know, more prepared for the pro game. Who knows?
Now, if you had to ride buses and play in the minors and eat minor league food,
I would do it.
Would your stomach explode?
No. I would do it. I'd be very careful.
At that age?
They can't have it that bad.
Listen, at 23, 24, I could do that.
Yeah.
At 52?
Remember what you were eating at 23, 24. Like anything you wanted and no repercussions.
Iron stomach at 20. Today? Pff, forget it.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I'm starting to understand like what that's all about as I get a little bit older too, because you know, you have less time to work out and burn that stuff off.
All right. We'll get to your calls on the other side, because I see we got at least one call on the board.
Hey, yep, we'll do it next, and we'll also get back to a little All-Star game react from last night. Stay there, Terry 45.